With SLN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republican lawmakers introduced a bill Tuesday that would stop members of the Chinese Communist Party from purchasing land in the U.S. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
Senators Rick Scott of Florida, Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, and Katie Britt of Alabama introduced the Not One More Inch or Acre Act. It would give Mr. Trump clear authority to prohibit all future land purchases by the Chinese Communist Party and force the divestment of already owned property in cases of national security protection. Senator Scott said in a statement, quote, "It's alarming that CCP-linked entities have been quietly buying up U.S. farmland, often strategically located close to our military bases." Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Chinese nationals currently own roughly 265,000 acres of U.S. land, according to the USDA. President Trump says he's not planning to fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president responded to media reports that he's ready to remove Powell from his job.
No, we're not planning on doing anything.
But he continued to attack Powell for not lowering interest rates.
He's a terrible Fed Chair. I was surprised he was appointed.
It was Donald Trump who appointed Powell to be Fed Chair in 2017. He was reappointed by Joe Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A tropical weather system near the Florida Panhandle is showing a moderate chance of becoming a tropical depression. The National Hurricane Center said Wednesday that the system could impact southeastern Louisiana, Alabama, and Mississippi. Heavy rain is expected, with New Orleans bracing for up to 10 inches in some areas through Saturday. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 231 points. This is SRN News. Another poll indicates trouble with America's man.
It comes from the Gallup organization, and it reveals that a lot of this country's young males are lonely. 25% of men between the ages of 15 and 34 admit they are lonely, and that's the highest percentage of any age group, male or female. In fact, the Gallup poll finds that young American men are more likely to be lonely than their peers in any of the major industrialized nations. They also experience more worry than any other group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern reports the gospel is spreading in Iran despite some of the worst persecution in the world. ICC President Jeff King says conservative estimates suggest more than 1 million Iranians have converted to Christianity, transforming from a few hundred believers before 1979 to a movement that now dwarfs the regime's own support. ICC also reports tens of thousands of mosques have closed. SRN News. Stocks bounce back after President Trump says he may not fire Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
President Donald Trump sent the stock market on a bumpy ride after saying he had talked about the concept of firing the head of the Federal Reserve, but was unlikely to actually attempt to do it. The S&P 500 added 0.3% Wednesday. That came after the index whipped through an earlier drop and a subsequent recovery. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was 231 points. It's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.3%. Seth Sutel, New York.
President Trump says that Coca-Cola has agreed to use real cane sugar in its flagship soft drink in the U.S. at his suggestion. The switch from high fructose corn syrup in Coke sold in the United States would put Coca-Cola in line with its practice in other countries. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.